Okay, let's speak with one of the state lawmakers proposing that law that would force California's state pension funds to divest from companies building the border wall. Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher is a Democrat. She represents San Diego. Assemblywoman, welcome, and explain the idea behind your bill.
Well, you know, this isn't a completely new idea for Californians. We have made statements about our values through investment options that our pension funds utilize in the past. We've decided to not invest in tobacco. We've decided not to invest in coal during the apartheid years. We decided not to invest in companies that did business with South Africa. So this is not new for California to say, hey, we have certain values, and if a company is going to participate against those values, then we can make the choice of whether our pension funds utilize that as an investment.
Would it apply to any companies that have anything to do with building the wall?
Well, right now, you know, the bill has just been introduced, so we have to wait to go through the committee process. But it just basically says if you're a company that's participating in building the wall, that we our pension funds won't utilize you as an investment.
Have you calculated how much that would cost your pension funds?
Well, it's unclear. It's unclear how many of these companies are publicly traded companies, because obviously we don't invest in privately held firms. And it's unclear of the ones who will participate, how many that will be that are publicly held, and how large they are, and how much we are currently investing.
Right. I mean, the federal government hasn't even made the selections yet, so we'd have to wait and see for that. But look, we just spoke to one of the companies putting a bid in to build the wall. It is a private company, a smaller company, so probably wouldn't apply here. But these companies are also your constituents in many cases. And then they would say that, look, we're not doing anything political here. We just want to create jobs. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, I think that sometimes when we see situations like we've seen under this administration, that the wall became this symbol of bigotry and hatred. The wall is not a rational policy agenda. It is a wall that will waste taxpayer dollars. We live along a border. We understand the kind of effectiveness of whether or not a wall would do anything. And we know that the whole reason for being brought up was, quite honestly, against a majority of my constituents. You know, I represent an immigrant community. I represent a community that's over 70% Latino. And this wasn't a policy consideration that was done in any kind of way that made sense. And so we have to make a values decision on that. If you want to participate in that, if you want to waste taxpayer dollars, we have the ability to say we don't want to invest in you as a company.
Well, you do have your critics, of course. The investment news service Pensions and Investments doesn't like the plan. It points out that there are costs to divestments and that you're making a political statement with other people's money. And there may be people out there in California who are listening to this and thinking, leave my retirement funds alone.
Sure. I come from organized labor. You know, I understand and want people to have a healthy, happy retirement. I believe in publicly funded pensions, which unfortunately the other side doesn't always believe in. And so I'm the first to say, yes, let's invest responsibly. But it's also California money. And we've got to look out for all of our constituents, all of our residents. It is a massive waste of taxpayer dollars and one that's built on bigotry and racism. And so to me, it just makes no sense. It's a dumb idea. It's a dumb wall. We are trying to do everything we can to slow the Trump agenda. You know, I'm the daughter of an immigrant. We understand what he was saying when he said, we're going to have a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. Well, you know, now Mexico's not even going to pay for it, right? U.S. taxpayers are going to pay for it, and it's a waste of money.
Well, you call it a dumb wall. It's also a big project. Estimates up to $22 billion. So I just want to make sure you would be willing to make less money in your retirement account and for millions of others in California if it meant giving up these investments. Because as you know, even a small loss adds up to be a lot over time.
You know, that's a big assumption, right? It's an assumption that this is going to be a loss of funds. There's a lot of things that we can invest in. And I don't think that that's necessarily true. We've done it in the past on moral issues. Obviously, we could invest our funds in tobacco firms and make a lot of money, but it's contrary to the public policy of the state. But it's not as if our largest investment and something we have to divest from is going to be the companies that build this wall. This is obviously a statement we're making. We want to slow down and stop when we can the Trump agenda, and it's just one little facet of that.
Is it more about making a statement, or do you think that it will actually stop the president's wall from being built?
I think it's equitable to what he's doing. It's making a statement. I think his wall is making a statement, just like a wall will not stop immigration. You know, it's as much of a statement as his wall is.
Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher is a Democrat in the California State Assembly. She represents San Diego there along the U.S.-Mexico border. Assemblywoman, thank you.
Thank you.